Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Royal Priesthood Nation. Your host tonight is Khalif Zephaniah Pahania L. And our special guest tonight is Jordan Maxwell. And I think we're going to have Dr. Blair with us also in the house. And, of course, moi, Aladia Anand Yehuda Bey. So, welcome, everyone. Should be an exciting night. Mr. Maxwell and Khalif are going to be talking about a subject matter that, well, to say the least, is pretty controversial when these gentlemen go into the areas that they do. But make no mistake, it is truth. Sometimes people say that truth is stranger than fiction. But everything that they'll talk about tonight, you can actually find in Scripture. So with that being said, is our host back? He was when he went to look at the eclipse. I hope everyone knows that we had an eclipse. I think it's happening right now, a solar eclipse, partial one. Jordan, are you with us?
I'm afraid so.
All right. And Khalif, are you with us? No, he's still looking at the eclipse. All right.
Oh, okay.
Well, then I guess what we'll do then while we wait on our host to get back, let's talk about, what do you want to talk about, Jordan?
Well, there's so many things we were talking about last time that we didn't finish. I really wanted to talk about Moses tonight for one thing, because a lot of our religious belief systems are based on Moses.
Right.
And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. You mentioned that there was an eclipse. Is it an eclipse of the sun?
Yes. Partial.
I didn't hear about that, so...
You know, we had a lunar eclipse with the blood moon back on October 8th.
Yeah, I saw that, and that was beautiful, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I was...
A lot of energies circulating out there with these eclipses.
Yeah, I would hope it might do something for the Earth, I'm telling you, because we really need something.
We really need it.
Yeah, so...
In a positive fashion.
So, like I said, I was interested to talk to people about Moses, because Moses is so pivotal in Judaism and the Abrahamic religions, and people have no idea in the world what's really going on. All three of the major religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, are all said to have come from Abraham. They're referred to as the Abrahamic religions.
Right.
All three religions are also referred to as the people of the book, because all three religions require and are based on a book. Islam has the Quran. The Jews have all kinds of monstrosities. And then, of course, the Christians have the Bible. And so they're referred to as the people of the book. Well, there's so much that I would like for the world to know before I leave this earth. I would like to download some 54 years of study into theology and religion that needs to be told to people. But the problem we face, of course, is that there's something called cognitive dissonance.
Right.
Cognitive dissonance means that if you've been told something all your life, you know, when you were a small child, you were there was a man in the family called your uncle, and you grew up as a little child growing up, and always you grew up with your uncle, and he became a beloved person in your life. And then one day when you're an adult, you're sitting and talking with your mother, and she said, well, you know, the uncle you, Uncle So-and-so, yeah, well, he's not really your uncle. He was just a friend that we used to call him uncle. And you say, he's not really my uncle? No, he's not really your uncle. He's just a friend. All your life, you thought that he was somebody. He wasn't. And so it's very difficult to then go back and say, whoa, wait a minute. You mean all my life I believed something and it wasn't true?
Right.
And so that's what we call cognitive dissonance. meaning when you hear something that's actually true and is totally different than anything you thought, it's going to be very difficult for you mentally to deal with. And most people don't want to deal with it, so they just disregard it. It must be a bunch of bull. It has nothing to do with the truth. It's just some guy talking, some babbling about something, and it has nothing to do with the truth. But in point of fact, if you think about it, and here's another scenario. There's two different ideas in the world. One's called mythology, and one's called theology. Mythology is based on the Greek word myth, which simply means a story. Doesn't mean the story's not true. It's whatever the story is the story. So it's a story, it's a myth. Mythology. As opposed to another word called theology, which is the study of God. So the study of God is theology, and making up a story is mythology. Well, the way you could tell the difference between a mythology and theology is very simple. Whatever it is that you, in particular, whatever it is that you believe about God, that is called theology. Theology is the study of God. So whatever it is that you believe about God, that's called theology. Whatever your friend who lives down the block from you, whatever they believe about God is mythology, meaning everybody in the world is wrong. It's just a story. They just believe stories. They're ignorant. They don't know. They're good people. They just don't know. They're ignorant, and they don't understand what's really going on, but you have the whole truth. You know about God, and you understand it all, and all of your friends, they're good people, but they just don't have it. They don't have it. And so what they believe is just a mythology. It's just a story. Mm-hmm. But you've got the whole truth. Well, obviously, you have the whole truth. That's obvious. Because if you didn't have the truth, then you would be going to a different church. And you would be believing something different if you didn't have the truth. Because obviously, that's what you are all about, is searching for truth. So if you didn't have the truth, then you would be someplace else looking for it. But the mere fact that you already got the whole truth, then you don't need to hear anything. And therefore, if somebody does tell you something, you don't need to hear it because you've already got the truth. And so that's where we are today. Everybody in the world has got the truth, and everybody in the world's got a different truth, and it's all the truth, and everybody's got what they want. And so I learned a long time ago, even as a kid, that people, and I said this last time, people will always support what they want. They will not support what they don't want. Sure. And so that's what's happening in the world today. People want to support what they want to believe, what they want to think. They will not support what they don't want to hear, what they don't want to believe.
But Jordan,
so that's the big problem.
It's true. But don't you think that it has a lot to do with the conditioning as children, and this is just, it's been generational.
Of course. Of course it does. But and nonetheless, the problem exists. Nonetheless, the problem exists.
Oh.
If you're telling somebody, you know, if you're trying to tell somebody something that they've never heard before, that's actually based on facts and truth, but they've never heard it before, then they're going to look at you like you're crazy because they've never heard such a thing before. And like I said, and obviously if I tell someone something they've never heard before and I can prove it and they look at me like I'm a fool, well, obviously they see me as a fool. They see what I'm saying as stupid because obviously if that was true, they would know it. They would already know because they know the whole truth and they didn't know what I told them. They never heard of it before. So obviously it cannot be true. If they've heard something brand new that they've never heard before, it couldn't be true because they would have heard about it because they know everything about everything in the whole world. And so that's why today we have all the religions killing each other and raping and plundering and lies and the destruction of civilization and people killing each other in the name of God. And the whole world is collapsing because the entire world is based on a lie.
I do agree.
Well, that's it.
Well, let's talk
where
about
do we
Moses.
Go? Okay,
is our host back?
Yes, I'm here. I was enjoying Jordan talk very much, and
okay.
He touched up on a couple of things that that we wanted to talk about tonight, and he talked about the systems becoming unraveled. Not only is that true in the religious sense, but it's also true
in every sense.
Everything is becoming a loop, and the Bible talks about that in the book of Hebrews. It says that everything will be shaken, that the things that cannot be shaken will remain.
Yep.
And those are going to be the things that the Bible calls invisible things, which means the esoteric principles that undergird the visible world and material world that we see. Those things are going to begin to manifest, and some of the principles that we thought were right, because they were built in what I like to call left brain consciousness, those institutions are going to crumble because of the energies that we are now experiencing and that are now coming to our planet that will cause those institutions to fall and to crumble. And all of the world's religions, when I take a very honest look, even at Christianity, if we single that out and just focus on that, has been very brutal, very bloody. Lots of blood has been shed, and I heard Jordan one time deal with an army that was.
This conference is being recorded.
That was an army that he spoke of once. That was, and I looked at them, and I was just shocked to no end to find out that the church actually had an army that went out and killed people. In the name of the Lord and in the name of Christianity. Jordan, can you talk about that a little bit, the pure history of that?
Yeah, well, it was called the Counter-Reformation was one part of that story. It's called Counter-Reformation because the Reformation was with Martin Luther, a Catholic priest, who decided that the church, that the Catholic Church, this goes back quite a few centuries, that the Catholic priest named Martin Luther decided that the Catholic Church and the Vatican had become so corrupt, so profoundly evil and corrupt, that was nothing but murder and violence and all kinds of corruptness. So he decided to break away from the church, even though he was a Catholic priest, and begin to read the Bible and not listen to the church, but start reading the Bible and printing it and seeing to it that it got printed into the language of that day so that people could start depending on and reading the Bible instead of the working of the church. Well, that started what became known as a reformation. It was reforming Christianity, a reformation. Well, the Jesuits were employed by the Vatican because the Jesuits were the most evil, despotic, demonic, depraved, bloodletting murderers the world has ever known. They are behind the pornography, the drug abuse, the drugs sales, the wars, the violence going on around the world, all of the things which are hideous to the human race. The Jesuits, which is a secret order inside the Catholic Church, are the promoters of. And so a tremendous story. But so the Jesuits were employed by the Vatican to stamp out this revolution against the church. So the Jesuits formed military orders, military groups, to go and find anybody, any Christians who were reading the Bible, anybody who was not in compliance. I think that's a word we use today. They were not in compliance with the Vatican, would be murdered. Their children would have their heads cut off in front of the parents. The people would have hot lead poured in their face. There were stories about children who they would force their mouth open and pour hot lead down their throat in front of the parents. They were put on racks and murdered. Violence. And one of the favorite things the Jesuits did was waterboarding. They would tie you to a board and dump you under the water and hold you there. And so, you know, America's doing waterboarding. We heard all about the waterboarding. Well, of course, the Vatican runs America. It's the Counter-Reformation all over again. But nobody understands any of this. Nobody understands. I understand because I've been looking at it for 55 years. And so, there was, and then, of course, they got so good at bloodshed and violence and all of the other violence that they were pursuing all over Europe, the Jesuits, that also the popes decided that they had a great army now that would just kill anybody who's not Catholic. Anybody who's not Catholic, you better be a Catholic or you're dead. Your children are dead, and it's not just going to kill you. They're going to torture you until you want to die. And so that was a, and then, of course, we have the Crusades. My God, there's a whole story in itself. The Reformation, the Crusades, the Inquisitions. That's a real story about the Inquisitions when the Jesuits and the Catholic Church were arresting people for reading and thinking things which were not Catholic. They were, if you were thinking un-Catholic thoughts, you were arrested, taken to chambers and tortured and ultimately killed by the Catholic Church. So today when people, and I've heard Christians say, well, how, if Christianity is so bad, how come it got to be so big all over the world? Well, of course, in the Old Testament, God says to his people back then in the Old Testament, I chose you not because you were the most in number, but because you were the least in number. So just because an organization is big don't mean it's great, don't mean it's wonderful. Just because it's big and got a lot of people in it. Actually, the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one. So therefore, any organization that has millions of people in it is probably of the devil. It's probably demonic. That's what the scripture says. The Bible says, God said, your religions are pusillanimous treason. Your religions are filled with lies and deception. And there's not a well spot in you from the head, from your top of your head to the bottom of your feet. There's nothing in you of any value. Well, yeah, but you got millions of people going to churches collectively. All those millions of people put together do not know. They have no idea in the world what they're doing. They have no idea about what the words mean. They don't know anything of what they're doing. So the idea being is if you belong to a big church, it's because the people there have no idea in the world what they're doing. They don't know how to read. They can't think. They've never questioned anything. And so there's been a war going on. There's been a war going on the earth for your mind, for your money, and for your mind to control you. So that's what I've been trying to do is wake people up to understand this is very serious. The church is a very, very profoundly evil place that's trying to destroy truth off the face of the earth. The Catholic, Church, and then the Protestant Church with it.
To sum that up, then, well, you just touched on one thing. We covered a lot of ground there, and so it's safe to say that the spread of Christianity did not happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. It happened at the edge of the sword.
That's exactly right.
And so the spread of Christianity was more through violence than it was through the victory of a voice of the divine. So
that's exactly right.
You touched on something else too, Jordan, that people perceive that Protestantism or the Reformation of Martin Luther 15, I believe it was 63 when he penned his 95 theses on Wittgenstein Chapel there in Germany, and came out. How did bring forth a clean thing out of an unclean thing?
Yeah, well, you can't. It's just it's impossible.
Out of the corrupt tree, produce good fruit.
It don't. Never has, not now, and never will. So the Christianity of today is nothing more than a modern-day Babylonian, Roman Babylonian, occult, pagan religion, worship on the sun. It's the worship of the sun. It's a sun order that can trace itself all the way back to the plains of Shinar, can be traced all the what we call Christianity can be traced all the way back to the sun worshiping Babylonians, Sumerians, the Medo-Persians, all of the ancient peoples of the Middle East were worshippers of the sun. And so is Judaism. Judaism is quite literally based on the Hindu religion. Now, all of this is extraordinary stuff when you really first see it, when you finally see the real truth, that Christianity is sun worship, S-U-N, not S-O-N, S-U-N, sun worship. And so is Judaism. Judaism is based on the old Hindu sun worship. There's a real story here when you get into the Nazis with the swastika and the Hebrew letters for tetragrammaton. We're told that the God's name is a very holy name in Judaism, and that to spell it is spelled with four letters in the Hebrew alphabet. You take the four letters, and that's the name of God in Hebrew. And that four letters is referred to as the tetragrammaton, or tetragrammaton, A-T-O-N. At the end of the word tetragrammaton is A-T-O-N, tetragrammaton. The aton, A-T-O-N, look it up in a dictionary, was a sun in Egypt. It's an Egyptian sun religion. We call it Judaism. No, it's actually based on the old Egyptian Hindu worship of the sun. So the symbols in Judaism, the symbols in Christianity, the symbols in Islam are all taken from ancient Hindu, Egyptian sun worship, cult worship. It's a monstrosity of lies, paganism, sex, racial stuff going on inside of these religions. There's so much to talk about when you look at this subject. That's very difficult to put it all into an hour. It's so much there. There's so many things.
Well, Jordan, I think you. I think you've touched on. I wanted to talk about a couple of papal bulls or bills, if you will.
Yes.
1302 Unum Sanctum and Romanus Pontificus, and then. That was a third one that I wanted to mention. There are actually four, but I know we don't have time to talk about all four. But Unum Sanctum Boniface V, in passing Unum Sanctum and Romanus Pontificus, or Pontificus Romanus, and then the one where the Romans claim all people, property, and possessions on the earth as belonging to the Catholic Church.
Yes.
And they do through sorcery and through words, casting spells, so forth and et cetera, and actually writing in blood these spells on the skin of children, kids, and placing them in vaults. And that is to our social security numbers and birth certificates, so on and so forth. But we don't really have time to talk about all that, but there's one in particular, one of those bills, one of those bulls, they call it, is Bull Dom Diversus, that was done by Pope Nicholas. And that is the authorization of the enslavement of people from the continent of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The Bull Dom Diversus, which was issued from the Vatican by the Pope, to enslave the people and place them into slavery.
Yes.
Many people are unaware of the fact that it was a church that authorized this.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. And what we need to tell the audience is that the word papal bull, papal meaning of the papacy of the Vatican, and the word is bull, was actually a papal bull is an official document issued by the Pope. When the Pope issues an official document, official view on something, it's called a papal bull. And so that's the writings and the official view of the Pope, who represents the Catholic Church. So when you're talking about papal bulls, you're talking about official documents coming directly out of the Vatican. And yes, there's all kinds of, as you said, there were four major ones you wanted to talk about, but there have been many different papal documents coming out of the Vatican, coming out of the Pope's office in the Vatican, that talk about destroying certain cultures, enslaving certain cultures, and also destroying certain races of people off the face of the earth, period. And so that's why Adolf Hitler was so well connected to the Vatican during the Second World War, because he was killing off people for the Vatican, for the Jesuits. Incidentally, Adolf Hitler did not write Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf was written by a Jesuit priest named Father Stempel, S-T-E-M-P-L-E. Father Stempel wrote Mein Kampf. Adolf Hitler did not write that. So when you understand that Mein Kampf of the Nazi book, supposedly Adolf Hitler wrote, no, that was written by the Vatican Jesuits. So, yeah, there's been a lot of not only racial discrimination,
elimination
of people, absolutely.
Yeah, so, eliminating entire populations. And all of this is done, Jordan, from a religious perspective and in the name of God. And that's
right,
what we're talking about. And now to move on to the stories that you mentioned in antiquity, from the Hindus and the Sanskrit and from Mithra, and the Persians and Mithra, and the story of Mithra, the story of Vishnu and Hare Krishna, the story of forest. My nephew is on the phone. He called me a couple of days ago, and he was struck by something he discovered. He found out that there were parallels between the god, the Neta, Horus, and Christ. He found out. He said, I'm knocked on the floor. He's on the line now.
Yeah,
and
well.
And to talk to him, let me just say this one little piece. The first time I heard Santos Bonacci talk about astrotheology, and I began to listen.
What a load of shit.
Hello?
Hello?
I thought I heard someone come in. I'm sorry. The first time I heard Santos Bonacci, can you imagine?
Please hang on. This is DT. I'm going to put you on lecture mode so that can't happen again, okay?
Good. Okay.
All callers are muted.
I don't know what happened, DT. I don't know how to grab the board and talk at the same time.
Yeah, you had it on mute, and on mute, anyone can star 6 and unmute themselves and come into the conversation. But
that's someone with the host code that did that. Okay. Well, anyway, the first time I heard Santo talk about astrotheology, Jordan, can you imagine being a trained theologian, a professional churchman, and had been in church, indoctrinated my entire life, and then this guy comes along, and he tells me that the sun enters into the constellation of the cross on the 21st of December. It's the shortest day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he tells me it stays there based on the naval observatory, nautical observatory there, and on the 22nd, 23rd, the sun does not move on the ecliptic. It doesn't appear to move any degree.
That's right.
On the 25th, it moves, and I'm looking at this, and now knowing the Bible and knowing the story, Jordan, that Christ is born, and this guy comes along and shows me in the stars, as you just pointed out a moment ago, that this is based on astro phenomena and astro currents, that the sun is crucified on the 21st day of December. It's the shortest day in the year. And then for 3 days and three nights, the sun does not move along the ecliptic, but on the 25th day, which we celebrate as the birthday of Jesus, the sun moves now and is born. It comes out of the womb or tomb or whatever you want to call it. And it begins to move again in an upward passage, and then it gets to the equator, and it passed over, and that's when we celebrate Passover if you're Jewish, or in Judaism, and we celebrate Resurrection or Easter if you're in Christianity, not knowing that we've just celebrated a solar occurrence.
That's exactly right. That's the name, and that's exactly what's happening. It's extraordinary how much people don't know.
So I was really offended. I was hurt. I went from a position of being just totally angry and hurt by learning this knowledge. Then I moved into grief, and then finally I moved into acceptance of it, and I began my study of understanding what had happened. So I had to dig to find guys like yourself, men such as yourself, and information so that I could get some clarity.
Hold on.
Now, Jordan, my nephew, would you parallel some of the parallels that exist between some of these stories and that, the stories that's in Christianity? Can you do that for us? Can you parallel some of the stories in these ancient cultures that parallel with the story of Christianity? Did we lose Jordan? Hello? Did we lose Jordan?
No, he's there. He's got some activity in the background.
Hello?
Someone's talking to him.
Also,
is that Dr. Blair?
Yeah, this is Blair also. I was listening in. I didn't want to disrupt until he finished, but I definitely want to make some comments.
Why don't you step in there, Dr. Blair, and step in.
Sorry, I was interrupted.
There you are, Jordan. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got interrupted by something, so I'm sorry. Well, anyway.
Well, that's okay. You didn't hear the question, but Dr. Blair was about to fill in for you. And so we'll let Dr. Blair, we're honored as usual to have him. So if you heard that question, Dr. Blair, take it away, and Jordan, you can tag team on it.
Yeah. Well, again, as I say, this has been quite an experience. Never did I think I would hear this other than me saying it. Said so proficiently, even taking it where I probably would have skirted just for the shell-like eardrums of many. In fact, there was a person who came in and cursed on it. That's when she cut you off. You didn't hear that. He called it a frock of you-know-what, okay? Shirt without the R in it. So that came through, too. So it's always going to step on feelings and emotions of people because that's what the that's what religions do. You've had more wars on this planet and killings and maimings and everything in the name of war, in the name of God, in the name of the Creator. So it lets you know, again, this is why religion now is killing off people. This is why this planet is plagued and held back by these religious zealots who are anything but. You know, I don't care what you call yourself. If you do the things and the many of the things that the brother has just said, it's true. Very true. I went through a bunch of changes. This is when I had to renounce and get out. When I started studying this, I said, this is impossible. So, yes, you've got 13 crucified saviors. You've got 13 things along the line there, what we would call religions, from Buddha, who was black, of course, with Africoid sculptures and Africoid features, wide nose and lips. You had Zaha of Japan. You had Fuhi of China. You had Tyre of Scandinavia, because people seem to think if you're Scandinavian or seemingly light-skinned, that there was not. They're the same kind of them. Tyre looked very Negroid again. You had Quetzalcoatl of Mexico. You had Samana Kam of Siam. You had Isis of Egypt and Rome. You had Krishna of India. Blue black, in fact. His whole name means black. The black one, and so on like this again. You had Muhammad with the blue or black skin, again, founder of Islam. You had the bluish color and soul of his father, black as night. Moses was black, according to Muhammad. It goes on and on. Lao Tse and Taoism. It just goes on and on and on. So what happens is, and of course, when you get to the whole thing about China, and of course, Osiris, the greatest of the Egyptian gods, it means Lord of the perfect black. He was also called the great black, similar to Krishna. So when you see this, they begin to say, we've got to rebel against this. We've got to do something Christianity and religion was replaced with racism and fanaticism again. This is where these things came from. So what happened was, during that Inquisition, and you did hit on that one, and of course that's what Ferdinand and Isabella, when you had during the so-called Spanish Inquisition, they killed off 30 million people. I could not say how you could kill off 2 million people. They killed off so many people that they then sent, what is that guy's name, Cortez over here, to see what they could go and dominate some more people. So he brought them over to South America, and he went over there and he killed Montezuma. Not only did he kill Montezuma, but crucified him. Not only did he crucify him, but then they killed the parents of these children. So the children were born parentless in the name of Christianity, and that's why you got more Catholics over here now in South America than you got all of Italy. In fact, the old name for Italy was Etrusca, and the people who lived down in the boots down there in the Fertile Delta that grew things were called Mafia, mothers and fathers of ancient African ancestry. And Rome made war on them, killed them off and slaughtered them. That's why many of them fled over here. When they got over here, they found that they'd already been over here crucifying some more people. So I say this religion called Christianity is something else. And what is so interesting about this plan, what is so, when you talk about justice, the same thing that they did to them is now happening to them. It goes around. People say, why are they killing these Christians over here? It is not a matter of why are they killing a Christian. If there is justice on a third dimension where you get eye for eye and tooth for tooth, they must be there because they killed so many other people and changed them. It's even interesting when you start looking, and of course I've said this so many times, because if you will look at this, it gives you the root word for defining and going back into history. They have bombed the island of Patmos, I don't know how long. And, of course, they're saying that, what's his name again, was the guy on Patmos who wrote the book of Revelation. Again, St. John the Revelator, that was it. St. John the Revelator was not the one that wrote the book of Revelation. It was Apollonius of Tyana on the island of Patmos, a metaphysician, while in a trance, wrote that book. Now they've incorporated it and added what I don't know what anything they want to add to it again. And it's funny how these daggone religions who deny what they have done are all getting paid back. When I've said this before, too, from an Africoid point of view, because I still consider myself to be Negroid, Africoid, or something along the line that has a lot of melanin. So I look back at the melanin traces and what's been done to melanin people. And so you look over there in Africa, where they stated again that it was the Hitler, and by the way, Hitler's name, too, was Adolf Schekelgruber. That was his real name. Hitler was his astrologer, and he believed deeply in astrology. When his astrologer died, he took his name for luck. He took his name. His name was not Hitler. It was Schekelgruber. And go into that one, find that down the line, you get amazed at some things you find with that one. But back again to complete my thought here, because it ignited so much within me when I heard you talking. And this is why I say I had to let low this mess. This stuff is too much. But at any rate, when you start looking at the ancestries of Egypt, and of course we get to the 18th dynasty, and I'm taking this here for a reason. When you do that, you find that the most heralded dynasty, the Change dynasty, was the 18th dynasty, under King Akhenaten, under Nefertiti, under Hatshepsut, under Tai, under Akhenaten. And this is one of the reasons too that when Amenophis, who changed his name to Akhenaten, and that's why I agree with you again, Aton being the top one, the sun god, Aton, and he atoned for this because atone was to get into higher consciousness. After he went to the, he went over to Taxila. Taxila later on became what we call China. And there is where he learned again of the sun gods, because they had also worshipped the sun god, looked at him as a Negroid-looking person, that's all that, what he said, but that's the way he looked. So when he came back, he changed his name to Ankh-Ekhenaten, that who worships the one, the sun one, the sun god. And this is why also that curse that was put on is because now these archaeologists and these lying historians come back and they call his son Tutankhamun. He would never have called his son Tutankhamun, because the priest of Amun is where he dethroned, because the priest of Amun were raping the people and money and consciousness. He took away that power, said for the people to go to the one themselves, that God was within them, that they didn't have to go through anybody else, and should atone to no one else but themselves, and to find peace with themselves. So because of that, they killed him. And so that's why when you now refer to Tutankhamun, it's a curse. because he would never name his name after the priest of Amun, who was slavery. They were horrible, just like you described. That's what those priests did. So his son should be called Tutankhaten. And that pronounces the gun, the one that we go within. And then when we finally wake up and stop lying to ourselves, we know that we have souls, we can go within, we can go directly to the one. And this is why all these religions will always be bought off, because they're telling you one thing. Let us go as your intermediary. Let us go to God for you instead of being able to go with God when you have a soul within yourself again. And also one other thing, and then I'll back off. We're coming up to a horrible holiday. And I'm doing a special show on the one that I do on Saturdays on the true history, legends, all the other things of Halloween or Hallow's Eve. That is the most sinister, evil time when all the things you just named are still being done on the Feast of Samhain, which is November 1st, heralded again by the Halloween or Hallow's Eve, which sets it up to give energy to that day. To look at things on that day is to blaspheme, because it's the next day that night when they slaughter babies, they drink blood, they do everything you can think of. It's still being practiced, and it's on the Feast of Samhain on November 1st. So as I say, I had to get all that off, because yes, I've never heard somebody come and just put it like it is, but even as you did, you still made it nicer than it was.
Well, Dr. Blair, before you move from that and before we bring Jordan back in, very quickly, in Revelation 3:14, as you were talking about Akhenaten and his son Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun should be his name. That's what his real name was. The priest changed his name.
But Amen. Now listen to this, Dr. Blair and Jordan. Listen to this. This is Revelation that you say Apollonius of Tyana wrote and not John the Revelator. Now listen to what he says. He says, unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, right? These things said the Amen. Now, if what you are saying is true, Dr. Blair, listen to me carefully. And I know you're very intelligent, super intelligent, and your knowledge base far exceeds mine. Here is the Christian Bible using a name that you have just attached all kind of horrible atrocities to. Are you hearing yourself?
Yes. I'm telling you what I think is truth. Not what should be said, just like he's been telling you what he thinks is true. All truths are scrutinized. Now, when you say Amen, Amen, the priest of Amen, that was what they were. That's, and they also worship Ra, the sun god. Amen Ra, okay? All these things were changed. And you still have now your new pope worshiping under the sign of Baphomet, either in the Sistine Chapel or someplace over there in the Vatican, still showing the pagan gods that they worship again. Because they're blasphemous themselves, it's a horrible religion, never should have been brought about, but as far as I'm concerned, none of these religions should have been brought about, because they all came from the one. Negroid, Africoid-looking people who told you again when people were in despair and just coming out of the ape stage and everything else tried to lead goodness into you, and it's all been twisted, all because all these religions taught you one thing. Go within. If you have a soul, you don't have to go without, because you're always next to your Creator. And if you're next to your Creator, you'd be giving tithes and things to the Creator and not to the priest and not to the church, and they will never have that done, because they suck up your very life's blood.
That's exactly
Dr. John Henry, Dr. John Henry Clark says that our story was taken, rewritten, and given back to us in the form of religion. It was spirituality and not religion, but we were given a brand of religion that was rewritten and given back to us. Now, I want to leave some room, a lot of room for Jordan to answer. I know that there are a lot of people that want to get in this conversation and want to have questions. So, DP, what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you to open up the queue now, so that they can come in while we have Jordan here in this first hour. We still have 15 minutes. So if we can open up the queue and you identify those persons who want to get in this conversation. I did not hear, Dr. Blair, what actually had happened. Were you saying someone was frustrated and
somebody?
Oh, yeah, they cursed on it. I don't use it. The shirt without the R in it. And he said it's a Crocker shirt without the R in it. Okay? But they said the real word out there. It was very, very dastardly. I even heard a child in the background there when they were saying that. Religion brings the worst out of people.
Well, Dr. Blair, you know, I found out that...
Q&A session started.
I found out that this violent and vicious spirit is what is ingrained into the religious conditioning.
I agree. It's the people that think religion is so wonderful. I got out of it because I'm not a hypocrite. I got in it to trying to find the Creator and help. Then I found all this mess. Who could stay in that? I'm not a hypocrite. There's no amount of money in the world.
Well, even right now in the church, Dr. Blair, just me coming out way after you come out, when I take a real honest look at the church in my little tenure, my little 40 years, I see nothing but fighting at the conventional level, associational level, the local church level. Churches are in court. They are fighting about all kinds of things. They fight about parking spaces, about who's going to sit on what seat and who's going to be in charge of what day. And it's all excused and justified by religious preconditioned or preconceived arguments that are given to them in schools.
Well, we totally agree, and this is why they had Catholic schools and Protestants group. And by the way, the protesters, the Protestants, protested. Martin Luther tacked his edicts on the wall of the church. Anybody who wakes up to this mess cannot stay with it if they have a soul and have consciousness. How can you? Look at what they've done. Look at what they're still doing. And now they're going to get back what they deserve. Now, it is not for me to justify what they deserve, but in studying history, if I was a just God, I'd say somewhere along the line, you got to pay for this. Now they're about to sacrifice Christians, and you've got Kurds and people who were over there fighting them now going to be getting battleships, I'm sorry, but tanks and things to do the job even well. Isn't it ironic how many things we do in the name of religion always leads to souls getting messed up here on this planet?
Yep. Wow. Okay, let's open up the Q&A here while we have Mr. Maxwell and Dr. Maxwell and Dr. Blair here. I'm sure, is anyone in the queue yet there, DT?
Yes, you have one in the queue.
All right, let's bring them in.
Okay, 706, your mic is open.
All right, hello, everybody. It's a great honor to be in the presence of these master teachers, Dr. Blair, Jordan Maxwell, Khalif. Thank y'all very much. And the question is, real quick, is dealing with this advanced subject and concepts y'all dealing with. Now, the way I'm looking at it, if y'all could help me out a little bit, I'm thinking that those people that have studied that astrology in the earliest time was very, very high, dealing with very, very high intelligence. And the way they positioned the stars, even dealing with the Haru, that whole concept, to me, it was like they was using that to trick the people into believing Haru, Osiris, and that concept, making it not in tune with the all concept. That's kind of question I was kind of trying to break down.
Well, you didn't ask a question. You made a statement. Maybe I didn't understand your question. Would you make it clear for me and also for the brother that's there listening to?
Were we tricked by the very people that kind of brought about this whole astrology thing? Because it goes back from Christianity.
I've told you many times.
That's what I'm saying.
The astrology itself is not understood. I've broken that down so many times, I don't want to go into that on this show. Let's stick with one subject, which is big enough that we're coming up to All Hallows' Eve for some more hell to be brought back. But astrology, as it's taught now, is not valid. But I don't want to go into that. I can prove it in a debate, but let's not do it now. The point is now, time is on the essence because our planet is going to higher vibrations. What nobody wants to bring about is the gods that are causing this, these aliens that are here running this planet. Nobody takes it that final step. That's why when I take it the final step, it puts me out there as a marked man. There is a reason for their evilness, because they work for very evil gods. Not the gods that they tell you to worship, but the gods who gives them power, gives them illumination, gives them money, lets them live off of your carcasses and your bodies. That's why a melanated body is worth $10 million and a non-melanated is worth none. That's why they're bringing out AIDS. That's why they're bringing back this Obama now. You have to take that last step. If you can't take that last step, you'll never get your real answer. That's why I talk about Dracons and Draconis and Zeta Reticuli and Orion and all these evil places by which we're going to get away from on this planet and finally get some peace.
All right. And Father, my understanding, those gods that we worship, that call in on the Bible, is the actual ones that's putting us through this misery. far as my understanding. Thank y'all.
Well, wherever you've had religion, you've had misery.
That's right.
And also, Anthony, you got to understand, if I understand history correctly and my studies in it, there were times when we were in golden ages and spirituality was the order of the day as opposed to religion. So that we are moving in a cyclical circle, or we're not moving linearly. We're not progressing along a linear line, but we're moving in a cyclical line, and we're coming into another cycle of spirituality. And that's what Dr. Blair is talking about, this awakening and this vibration that's increasing, that we will awaken to the things that have been actually done to us. And a lot of people are really having problems with wrestling or letting go of the fact that what we were given was given, as Dr. Blair has just said, by these entities that gave it to us. So I'm hopeful. This show is about being hopeful for a bright side somewhere and a better day. And that's why we're having this discussion. And so I don't know if Jordan wants to tag in on that. I'll leave room for him, too, as well.
Well, I would like to say that I have wanted for so many years to be able to talk to an audience and to a church group that wants to know the truth. Because I've said so many times, I have no problem whatsoever in believing in the presence of a God in this universe, a presence of a higher intelligence, a far, far wiser, more powerful presence in the universe. I don't use the term God too much because I think it's already worn down. Everybody talks about God, but you know the very word God in English is dog spelled backwards. So I'm not impressed with God, the word, but I am totally sure that that's why people ask me if I believe in God. I said, no, I don't believe in God. I know there's a God. There's no doubt in my mind about it, so I don't have to believe anything. So I don't have any problem with God and the idea that there's a higher intelligence in the universe. Of that, there is no doubt in my mind at all. But what I'm trying to do is lead people back to true spirituality, to get back what was robbed from all of us. And so it's a very difficult thing to do because, and as I said, I've always wanted to be able to be invited to be a speaker to a church where people wanted to hear the truth. And I'm in Los Angeles, and I don't get out very much anymore because there's no place that wants to hear me. But I've been doing this kind of research for over 50 years, and I know what I'm talking about. Excuse me. But it would be great to be able to speak to an audience for a couple of hours. I would talk all day because there's so much people don't know about the religions that they are involved in. People go to church today and have no idea in the world where the word church comes from. And if you did, it would be a shame to tell people you went to church. Where does that word church come from? The C-H-U-R-C-H. Is an English word that can be traced back to a Scottish word, kirk, K-I-R-K or K-E-R-K, kirk. So if you're Christian in Scotland on Sunday morning, you go to kirk. Well, kirk, and this is why on Star Trek you have Captain Kirk taking mankind where he's never been before. I know the producers, and I know the writers, and I lived in Hollywood 54, 55 years. I know what's going on in Hollywood. They're telling you stuff in motion pictures and television shows that are symbolic. So we have Captain Kirk, and he's on the good ship Enterprise. Well, of course, that's what a church is. It's like it's a corporation. It's an enterprise. It's a money-making outfit. That's why you divide churches into denominations, like 20s and 50s and 100s. It's a money-making organization. It has nothing to do with spirituality, nothing to do with God. It has to do with politics. So when you start breaking down the word church, church goes back to a Scottish word kirk. Well, kirk can be traced all the way back to the Knights Templars in the 8th, 9th, and 10th century A.D., and to the Crusades. So when the Pope sent the troops out to the Crusades to the Middle East, the Crusaders and there were Knights Templars, they learned all of the tricks of the Arabic people. They learned all about the indigenous gods and all the belief systems. And so when the Crusades were over, they came home. They came back to Rome after the war was over. But with them, they brought back all the ideas and concepts and belief systems and symbols and all kinds of stuff they brought back with them into Rome. And so one of the things they brought back was a worship that was going on in the Middle East of a goddess. And that goddess name was Circe, C-E-R-E-S, Circe, or Circe. And she was referred to in the Middle East as Mother Circe. And Mother Circe, if you go back and look at Greek mythology, Mother Circe was a Greek goddess who was able to, the story is, she was able to hypnotize people and take them and lead them into her house. And then when they came into the house, she would shut the door and lock it behind them so they couldn't get out. And then she would magically turn them into pigs and animals and eat them and feed off of them. And she would take their minds away and make them into animals. Well, that's what, Goddess Circe, Mother Circe, Mother Kirk, Mother Church, that's what Mother Church is doing today.
Let me also add to that as you're doing this, because this is the time for all of this stuff. That's why when I do the thing on the true story of Halloween, its legends, its custom and tenets, it gets into all of that. Also, it gets into Lilith and Hecate. It gets into not only Circe, but it gets into the Knights Templar who had to go into the land of the Saracens, which meant the land of the black people, to stop them from going out and being able to destroy Christianity by telling how its tenets got started. That was why they first invaded there.
Right.
Everything, you know, you're saying, well, as I say again, I would say this. This is an open discussion. I have never thought the Creator would allow this to happen. But, oh, by the way, too, I call Universal Prime Creator. And I'm also, I don't even know how to phrase this in, but there are other people who have more wisdom than I do that also refer to First Cause as Universal Prime Creator. We're all gods and goddesses born now. It's just a matter we came back here at this time to get it straight. And, of course, toward that end, this is why you're now having religious wars based all over, because most of these earthbound souls were earthbound because they killed them here. They couldn't progress. And the very ones that killed them can't progress. They're earthbound. So a lot of things are happening. I simply say this All Hallows' Eve time is a time to get all of this straight. Have some time on Saturday. I wish they'd join me where I start going on how these things come about. You said so much also, but it even gets into even more done things like jack-o'-lanterns and bobbing for apples and trick-or-treat and all this stuff. I will explain it to the best of possible. In fact, I'd like to have you join me on that one, too. I guess we both thrown off the air, but I'd rather get thrown off the air than thrown off the earth to go along with these evil you-know-whats that they worship.
Khalif, we've only got about a minute left. So for your radio time, do you want to give out the number for folks if they like to dial in and continue this conversation?
Well, why don't you get that out to the radio audience right now and let them know that if they want to continue, the number is 712-775-7085. What's the participant code? I forgot.
It is 5.